all-American hash brown. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メットフォード 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
To the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and the theme for this episode is called Guns and Violins. The idea is that we're going to be mixing up songs about guns, bombs, and war with music that features violins, also known as fiddles, in folk styles of music. And less pretentious styles. Plus, we're going to be hearing some speech excerpts and clips from U.S. presidents, movie cops, and robbers. In particular, a bit later in the show, we're going to be featuring a 17-minute performance of the third movement from Beethoven's 15th string quartet. We began the show with, of course, a Japanese artist. That was the hair metal band called Billy and the Sluts with a song called Shoot Me, which was from their 1990 album. Hitotsu me usagi no dai gyakushu, which translates as Revenge of the One-Eyed Rabbit. What does that mean? Backing me up right now are the violins of the Celtic Fiddle Festival and a track called something like Androyo, pardon my French, from their album Play On, which was released in 2005. The next song we're going to hear was composed by Hikari Oe, who is the son of the Japanese 1994 Nobel Prize-winning author Kenzaburo Oe. In addition to his fiction, he's also known for his views on such issues as nuclear weapons, social nonconformism, and existentialism. His son Hikari was born with some very severe developmental problems at birth. While the doctors tried to convince his parents to let him die, they instead opted for a life-saving operation, and they did their best to raise him. Hikari doesn't speak that much, and he can't see very well either, but he took to music at an early age, and despite his disabilities, he expresses himself quite well by composing music. And then, on top of the violin and piano in this song, I'm also going to be mixing in some excerpts from one of the most important U.S. political speeches ever, President Dwight Eisenhower's 1961 farewell speech to the nation, in which he warned Americans about the unfettered growth of what he coined the military-industrial complex. And you know what? He was absolutely right. So I think his words are worth listening to and pondering again as America proceeds into the future. Here's Hikari Oe's Andante Cantabile for violin and piano on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
We'll be right back. come in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like... victory.
Stuck to his belief. I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme for this episode is called Guns and Violins. We kicked off the last set with a piece composed by Hikari Oe. It's called Andante Cantabile for violin and piano. And mixed on top of the music, we heard some quotes from President Dwight Eisenhower's 1961 farewell speech to the nation, where he was warning about the unfettered growth of the military-industrial complex. I'm a big fan of President Eisenhower. I think he was the last U.S. president to have an upstanding moral character, a high degree of competence, and the ability to lead people. Both the Republicans and the Democrats wanted him to run for president under their party's banner. He certainly wasn't perfect. He made some mistakes, particularly in foreign policy, but he was a man of real integrity and competence. Then we heard the Japanese female punk band, the 5678s, with their song Bomb the Twist, and we followed that with some fiddle music from Frankie Gavin, The Nightcap, The Frost Is All Over, from the Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. Then some disco with the Commodores and Machine Gun, and then the Human League with Seconds, the extended Martin Reschent remixed version from the Human League's Love and Dancing album. Then we finished things off with a public service message about reducing gun violence. What a genre jumping set that was! Started off with some classical, and then some Japanese punk, some Irish fiddle music, some disco, and some 1980s electronica. Where else but on a freeform, non-commercial, community radio station are you going to hear music like that? Performing on violin behind me as my ambiance is Mairead Ní Mhinneadh with a piece called Highlands and Real, Con Cassidy's Highland and Nellie O'Bowles' Highland On. And I found this on the Celtic Fiddle Collection compilation, Playing with Fire. As we continue to explore this theme of guns and violins, let's start off the next set with the very eclectic Japanese band Dragon Ash.
Fucking dip, 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 dip it.
Thank you. that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Thank you.
make him an offer again with you.
These mist-covered mountains are home now for me, but my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged higher, and in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers in arms.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
Kick it!
You miss
Tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme for this episode is called Guns and Violins. We began that last set with the Japanese band Dragon Ash and the title track from their Viva La Revolution album. And then we heard from the Celtic Fiddle Festival, La Belle Catherine, Beautiful Catherine. The Clash followed with the Guns of Brixton from their London Calling album. Next up was Dire Straits and Brothers in Arms. And then we finished things off with the Beastie Boys and Fight for Your Right to Party. One of the audio clips we heard in there was from President Harry Truman announcing the atomic bombing of Hiroshima in 1945. He made some controversial decisions, including dropping that bomb, but I think he was also a man of the highest integrity. I remember reading an interview with him, and he said after the atomic bomb was developed and we were having problems with the Soviet Union, his goal every day was to make sure World War III didn't happen. Backing me up right now, my ambiance is Liz Carroll with a medley of two reels, Reel Beatrice and Abbey Reel, which I found on the Playing with Fire Celtic Fiddle Collection. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some more Irish fiddle music, a very cool cover of an AC/DC song in hillbilly style with a fiddler playing the riffs, as well as some British heavy metal. But first, let's start things off with some Nashville Pussy and the Wrong Side of a Gun.
I was born on Stand up. Yeah.